97.9, 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. And one of my favorites growing up as a kid, watching New York Met, former New York Yankee, four-time World Series champion, Daryl Strawberry on the line. Do I call you Daryl? Do I call you Mr. Strawberry? I'm not sure what to call you here. Good
morning.
Just call
me Daryl. Just call me Daryl, Big Papa.
Daryl, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
Where am I catching you this morning?
I am in St. Louis, home.
Your home base is in St. Louis. How is everything? Everyone is always, I would imagine that's the first question. How you feeling? How's everything going? Is everything okay? Is that like how people are whenever they come up and talk to you and they haven't talked to you in a while?
Some, but not much, you know, because so many already know that my life is great. I've been very active in a lot of different things, you know, autism. I have a restaurant in Queens, New York, you know, in Douglasson. So I've been very busy over the last few years. I've been living in St. Louis for 7 years, and, you know, I've been, me and my wife have been doing ministry. We're ordained ministers, and we've been helping people, you know, and that's just been the whole thing we've been doing.
Absolutely. We're talking to Daryl Strawberry. DarylStrawberry.com is the website. I was really excited to know that I'd be able to talk to you on the radio, and I was doubly excited because your foundation really has a lot to do with helping autism, and it really hits my heart because I have an autistic child. I have an autistic son, Joshy, who's 8, and I'm wondering what spurred autism for you to help that cause.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say bless your heart for your little son, Joshy. You know, and I understand you know what you go through as a parent has a child affected with autism. What started me was in 06, me and my wife went into the center here in St. Louis where her sister works with children with autism. She asked me to come visit. I said, sure, and I went in and visited, and I was completely blown away because I never had seen anything like it. And we walked out of there, and we decided that we were going to help them, and we started a 501c3 nonprofit foundation called the Daryl Strawberry Foundation, and I started raising money. I started having golf outings every year and different events I've attended to raise money, and people have been so generous, just really helping me because they know we have a passion for it. They see that it's a true passion for me and my wife, and, you know, we didn't do it for publicity or anything. We did it because of, you know, families that are affected with autism. It's a very hard thing for families to deal with. Their lives are not normal, and we understand that, and that's what giving back is all about. And we just, you know, yield our life to that, to help these families and these children, these programs, and to help keep the doors open because, you know, Autism Speak is a great program, and it's for research. But, you know, you gotta have the need for now to help the programs and the doors stay open because there's not a lot of funding.
You're absolutely right. The Daryl Strawberry Foundation, helping autism, the website, DarylStrawberry.com. Daryl, I got to tell you, just doing the, being a father of an autistic child, it's funny how, like, I feel like I know so much. And because I know it, I feel like everyone else should, too. But when I'm out with my family and Joshy has a meltdown, because that's what autistic kids do at times, they have meltdowns. And parents just look at you like you really are the worst parent in the world. Like, you can't control your kids. Like, there's something wrong with your kids. Like, you know, the kid's a bad kid or you're a bad parent. And that is totally not the case in any way, which shape or form. My child is smart. My child is well behaved. It's just not all the cylinders are clicking the way that everyone else's does. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I totally agree with you. And you're so right. And that's why I say, you know, your life is not normal. And, you know, people don't understand, you know, autistic child, you know, and don't understand, you know, meltdowns. And they don't understand, what the kid is actually going through and everything. So, you know, people have a tendency of looking and staring and, you know, rolling their eyes. And you know, most people got to get aware and get into the reality that, you know, some people and families are out with their child and their child is affected with autism. And if you don't know it, you know, see, if you don't know anything about it, you don't know that the kid is autistic, you know, and that's the whole thing. Me and my wife, I've been so involved with it, so I understand the kids. I love the kids. I know how to go up and into a child that's affected with autism and be able to touch him gentle and know that you don't look at him strange. And they're brilliant kids. You know, they're wonderful kids. It's their world, so why shouldn't they be able to have their world just like everybody else had one? You know, and that's my saying. You know, every child, you know, deserves to be whatever they are. You know, they didn't ask to be that way, but they are, and you guys have to deal with it, and you have to, like you said, have to take the stare downs and looks from people.
But I'll tell you,
if they really want to know, they should ask questions.
You're absolutely right. We're talking to four-time World Series champion Daryl Strawberry on the show. DarylStrawberry.com and also fightforautism.org is another website as well. Daryl Strawberry Foundation have a golf tournament coming up. Autism, I really support not only the charities that help autism and help autistic children and families and all that stuff, but I also support organizations and businesses that really go out of their way to help autistic and special needs as well. And I'm going to bring up Disney right now because every time I've gone to Disney, they have gone above and beyond to help my family make it as comfortable as possible because they understand, you know, what goes into that. And they, you know, they give us a special pass to kind of to help us, you know, scoot around to let us have as much of an enjoyable time as everyone else does. You know, so, you know, organizations like that, businesses like that, those little things really do mean a lot to families with you know, autistic family members.
Yes, it does. And it's great that some people do have the awareness and recognition a child that's affected with autism. It's, you know, need to be, you know, special, treated special because of, you know, crowds and being around people, you know, kids, you know, some of them are not comfortable at all and they could have a really tough time. So, you know, we applaud those that really chip in and see that and know the importance of it, of a giving you the opportunity to scoot around the park and with your child and make it a lot easier for him so it won't be such a stressful time for your child and so he won't have to go through so many meltdowns because, you know, when he gets into strange places, when the kids gets into strange places, it's different for him, you know, it's hard for him. You know?
You're absolutely right. We're talking to Daryl Strawberry. When you watch baseball now, do you root for certain teams?
Well, New York.
New York.
Yes, according to all New York. I'm all New York. I love New York. And New York is a great place. And I've always, my heart and soul will always be for New York.
And it's got to be weird to, like, just watching it from today, you know, back to when you were playing. Even though it wasn't that, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that, you know, that you were lacing up the spikes and going to town. It's got to be an interesting feel to kind of, you know, on average, how many games do you watch, like, say, in a week or in a month? Do you catch, do you watch, like, a game a day?
No, I really don't. I mean, you know, I'm so busy, you know, with, you know, trying to help so many other people. You don't want to have the time to sit down and watch one. You know, I watch it or I'll go to one when I'm in New York. When I have a chance to pick up a Met Yankee game, I'll go see those guys.
Okay, so on a Subway Series, do you find yourself rooting for one or the other, or are you just trying to keep a stone face so you don't show emotion either way?
I just hope one of the New York teams is going to win.
Daryl, are you on Facebook? Are you on Twitter? Do you do any of that stuff or no?
I do a little bit of Twitter and stuff, and also my restaurant. I do a little Twitter.
And what's the name of the restaurant?
Restaurant is Strawberry Grill.
Strawberry Grill. All right.
Yes, it's on the website too. You just click onto that link, Strawberry Grill, and you'll see the restaurant and everything.
The website, DarylStrawberry.com, 4-time World Series champion, Daryl Strawberry on the show. I know you got to get going. I really appreciate the time. And please make sure you donate to the Daryl Strawberry Foundation, helping to fight autism. And I definitely appreciate that. It's a personal thing with me. Before you go, the quick six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, Daryl Strawberry, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
Three shows? That's so much. I don't have any. I don't watch DVR.
Favorite toy as a child, non-baseball related?
Skate.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Don't use iPod.
You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Candy.
What kind?
Snickers.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
That's a pretty good one there. Mouth.
Favorite toy as an adult?
Favorite toy as an adult? Golf clubs.
What's your handicap?
down until 15.
Nice. Daryl Strawberry, the Daryl Strawberry Foundation Fighting Autism, DarylStrawberry.com. Daryl, thank you very much for the career. Congratulations on being able to face your demons, turn everything around, and help fight a fantastic cause. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Daryl Strawberry, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the Morning on KISS FM.